Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's really not the boogeyman. This is nothing new, nothing to get upset about. It's actually the responsibility of the government to do this.
Well, Mr. Jones, you were just alluding to the cameras, and I think we heard a little bit at the top of the show about you talking about the blimps overhead. Do you really think we're going to get to that point? I have not seen any blimps in my neighborhood. I don't really fear my police force.
Let me break this down. That is a Pentagon announcement of 2004, and they do now have them over D.C., L.A., and other areas. And, yes, they are mounting high-altitude blimps. These are so high you can't even see them without a telescope, or at night you can see them because of the atmosphere and the sun going over the edge.
But I already have Google, who can I can actually Google my own home, you know, and check out my home.
Listen. You know, Mr. Atticott's not stupid. I looked into him, okay, and he knows what he's doing. We have the memos written by John Yoo and the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, saying they can torture children with pliers. That the president is, it says that with pliers. It says the president is above the law and that all law flows from him. And in PDD 51, he is saying he is in command of continuity of government. And then Congress
is
able to
obviously
see
he is in command. That's what the executive does. All the administrative agencies are under the executive branch. I mean, all administrative agencies are under the executive branch. So why would that be surprising that he is issuing policy memos to agencies within his control? We expect him to do that.
He will command the entire infrastructure.
That's not what it says.
But he's a president on his way out as well. There's going to be a change in presidency here come November.
PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. You can see the body or the body of evidence. Or go to Google and type in martial law, 9/11 rise, the police state, or terror storm. You can watch my films for free.
I have a better idea. You could go to Google and pull up PDD 51 and read it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And read paragraph 9, which talks about the responsibility of each branch of government and not executive takeover.
Why don't you remember the four members of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress who have been able to see part of it and then want to see the classified areas because they're saying that it looks like it's a martial law plan? That's members of Congress. And Atticott, you're counting on folks not going and seeing what the AP and the Oregonians and others have to say about it.
Mr. Jones, does the mentality or what Mr. Jones is pushing here, does it incite maybe us? Is it a fear-mongering thing, or does he have some validity to his points?
Well, obviously, in time of conflict, and we are definitely in a conflict with Al-Qaeda, I mean, they want to kill tens of thousands of Americans if they can. That's a fact. And our government has a responsibility to protect its citizens. But I think Mr. Jones is correct, and that has to be balanced against civil liberties. And where you draw that line is something that we need debated. And I think voices like his are important, but we need to put them in context. I mean, you need to look at the facts, take a deep breath, and make up your own mind, but certainly, you know, this is America. You have the right to say what you want to say.
Mr. Atticott.
You have a right to your own opinion, but you don't have a right to your own facts, and I think that's the case you see here.
You know what? I can prove my facts. We have members of Congress who are concerned about this. We have Republican and Democratic, liberal and conservative top lawyers across the country saying this country's going into martial law. Bob Woodward last year was in San Antonio and said he thinks we're going into a dictatorship. That was in the front of the newspaper. I'm not the only one that's worried about this. By the way, the borders are still wide open, but the American people are being harassed and controlled. We have the federal documents. And by the way, Atticott, if you want to come debate me for an hour, I'll be on the radio on KLBJ today for 2 hours.
What are you doing?
We are talking with Alex Jones from InfoWars.com about the changes here in America, and he believes we're changing into a police state. And also joining me is Dr. Jeff Atticott. He is our expert on terrorism law, and we thank you both for joining us. We're kind of continuing our conversation. Alex, you've got some films out there. You go to protests, and you complain we're gearing up for this police state because you say cops are swarming the streets with guns. These are huge protests, like the one we just saw you in New York during the Republican National Convention. Of course, there's some increased police presence in New York after it being attacked, but do you honestly think that we're getting to a place in time where nobody's going to have any freedom to do what they actually want to do?
Yes, people are being arrested coast to coast for peacefully protesting or demonstrating. New York has banned independent news cameras on the streets. Some of my cameramen have now been arrested and told that they're terrorists.
We'll be right back.
Video cameras.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For those just joining us, I was at the end of the last hour, the start of this one, I was playing part of a 10-minute clip of when I was on CBS TV debating a former JAG officer who's now a law professor down there at St. Mary's University, telling us how wonderful the martial law situation is in this country. Now, since then, I've interviewed Atticott two or three times, and he's actually come around on air and said, I guess you're right. We are going into a police state. They are gearing up for martial law, and it's not good. First time I interviewed him, he kind of said, yeah, I looked into what you said. I guess part of it's true. This is a problem. And then the last time I interviewed him, he was basically like Alex Jones. So that's the amazing thing about this, and I only played about half the clip. The rest of it is online. You can just Google Alex Jones discusses martial law on CBS. But, PDD 51 is different than other continuity of government plans because it says Congress takes a back seat and that the executive runs everything. When in truth, they always teach us that we have co-equal branches of government. Until the last 140-something years, the Civil War decided it. Congress, the legislature, was above the executive, and then below that was the courts. They were not co-equal because you had a greater separation of powers. I've had constitutional law scholars on, scores of them that agree with this because they've read the Federalist Papers and the history and the precedents. Because you have the greatest separation of powers in the legislature. You got a bunch of House members, a bunch of Senate members. They come from the states. That's why until 1913, with the 17th Amendment, senators were appointed by legislatures at the state that were elected. So you voted for the legislature, but to make sure the senators were creatures of the state, of the locals, they were sent to Washington. And then the House members were elected at large. But I digress into all of this. The point is, we've studied it. We know what's going on. And then now you hear them, oh, under executive order with a flu outbreak, we can forcibly inoculate you or arrest you or lock down U.S. cities, but we're going to keep the borders wide open. So coming up, I'm going to break down the latest flu info, and I haven't gotten into the key areas of that yet. Big quarantines going on in the U.S. and around the world. They're saying a new deadlier flu variant or mutation of this is going to come, fear-mongering that. We'll break down what's really happening, and most importantly, I'm going to get into the census takers. It's supposed to start next year, but we have the inside skinny detailed on what's happening, so we'll break that down coming up in the next segment. But I remember a few months ago, I kept seeing newscast called a new deadly type of pranking tonight at, 5. And we played some of these news clips where people are hacking IP phones, computer phones, internet phones, iPhones, Skype phones. And they hack your phone number. They then get your IP address, and they do the same thing, same two or three things. They call the local police and say, hi, Austin 911, how may I help you? Yes, my husband, he just killed my children, and he's in the room. He says he's coming in here. He's going to knock down the door and kill me. He says he's going to kill the police. Please come fast. SWAT team show up 15 minutes later. They go bust down the door, and the family's asleep. The husband grabs for a gun, not knowing what's happening. Cops gunning down. Can't blame them. Can't blame the man. Or... Yeah, I mean, it keeps happening, and it's called Skype hacking, and I've actually had something like this happen to me once. I had people program their fax machines. I know I'm giving you an idea. Go ahead. You're going to do it. It's criminal. It doesn't hurt us. And then they send threatening faxes around to police departments, news agencies, and then the cops are calling or showing up or, are you sending these faxes? Well, he was at church with her, reportedly. Doesn't matter. The police came. They charged him with terrorism. And it's just amazing. We've got Annetta Lundeby on the line with us. And so when I heard this and I read this in the news, she didn't know about Skype hacking, because when I saw the news articles, it didn't mention that. She just said this was some kind of prank. He was at church with us. And I went, wait a minute. And then we talked to her, and she's like, yeah, he's got an internet phone. He's got a Skype phone. And now she's heard it might have been a hack. And it's a homeschooler. You never hear about homeschoolers doing anything wrong. They have the highest test scores, geography B's, spelling B's, all of it. And I believe her. But there's another facet to this. There's another facet. And we're going to Mrs. Lundeby. And that is that they've charged him under the Patriot Act and haven't let him see lawyers or let him have due process. In fact, here's the article. 16-year-old Ashton Lundeby's bedroom and his mother's Granville County home is nothing if not patriotic. Images of American flags are everywhere on the bed, on the floor, on the wall. According to the United States government, the 10th grade homeschooler is being held in criminal complaint. They made a bomb threat from his home on the night of February 15th. The family was at church function that night. His mother, Anita Lundeby, said undoubtedly they were given false information or they would not have had 12 agents in my house with a widow and two children and three cats, Lundeby said. Around 10 p.m. on March 5th, Lundeby said the FBI agents, along with three local law enforcement officers, stormed her home looking for her son. They handcuffed him and presented her with a search warrant. I was terrified, Lundeby's mother said. There were guns, and I don't allow guns around my children. I don't believe in guns. Lundeby told the officers that someone had hacked into her son's IP address and was using it to make crank calls connected to the Internet. And it goes on and on from there. And then the whole point is they've now said, Lundeby said the USA Patriot Act stripped her son of his due process rights. No lawyer. They're allowed to spy on the lawyer if she gets one. Not allowed to get assistance. He now sits in a juvenile facility in South Bend, Indiana. His mother has had little access to him since his arrest. She has gone to her state representatives as well as attorneys seeking assistance, but she said there is nothing she can do to help. We have no rights under the Patriot Act to even defend him because the Patriot Act basically supersedes the Constitution, she said. It was intended to drag her 16-year-old, 120-pound son out of the middle of the night and charge that he can't even defend. And it goes on to say they are using the USA Patriot Act. Now, in this case, they can even halfway claim it's terrorism, but it obviously isn't. But with marijuana, you can Google Patriot Act used in Tennessee in thousands of non-terror-related cases. Pufferbelly Toys visited for selling a toy that may have been patented, and threatened with terrorist arrest. You know, that was the Oregonian. We had the lady on. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to Mrs. Lundeby. Thank you for coming on. Is your son out yet? I know this article is from last week.
No, sir, he's not. He's still being held in South Bend, Indiana. He's had one detention hearing and what they call a status hearing. He has not been charged as an adult. They're going to charge him on May the 22nd as an adult. But in order to do that, they have to prove that this was a crime of violence, which... In order to meet those criteria, he has to have had a previous, he had been previous adjudicated as a delinquent, which he has not ever been, never been arrested. And he said that he read from the complaint that the school where he's being charged for the bomb threat was at Purdue University, where he doesn't even know where that was. At the time, he doesn't.
Now, I mean, have you brought up to them that it's a big issue with these Skype and IP hackers doing this constantly?
Well, we brought it up at the detention hearing, and the FBI agent blatantly, there's no other word to use, but lied to the federal magistrate, Judge Gates, and told him that you could not hack an IP address, that it was like a fingerprint.
What is he talking about? This is all over the news.
I know. They wanted my son. They wanted my son, and they wanted to set an example out of him. It was just.
Well, I mean, what do they think happens in a denial of service attack? They go grab thousands of people's computers, hack their IP address, and they're not the ones hacking. Look, who is the name of this agent?
I really don't know because he would not give me his name.
Oh, so you're at trials now, and you don't even know the witnesses against your names.
I'm not allowed to have any information concerning my son.
It's obviously because you're a homeschooler. Look, that jackass at the FBI, excuse me, ma'am. I apologize. That FBI agent.
No, I agree with you.
He knows it's a lie.
Oh, they do. They hit him with numerous bomb threats, and the judge down here, my understanding, wanted to let him go. And the probation officer, because he had never had any kind of previous anything. He doesn't smoke, drink, do drugs.
Love. They hate him. Oh, my God.
He's kind of a poster boy of all-American good kid.
Well, they hate that, man. I'm sure you've seen the Department of Homeland Security report. Those reports list homeschoolers as potential terrorists. I have previous reports where they say homeschooling is some type of thought crime. Now, let me expand on that. Well, have you seen the federal drills they do in Michigan and places where they come in and take over schools with guns drawn, saying they're homeschoolers, and it's really the police that are to terrorize and demonize homeschoolers? I'm not kidding. You can't make this up, ma'am.
Oh, I believe it. I believe anything now.
Well, now I'm not saying your son's innocent, though I believe in my gut he is. I can't prove that. What I can prove is he's not getting due process afforded to U.S. citizens. They promised the Patriot Act wasn't for U.S. citizens, but Section 802 says any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law is an act of terror, and so that's why misdemeanor people are now being charged with it. But to expand on this, if they want to charge him with a felony, that's one thing, but they have a right to face their accuser. So we're gonna go to break. I'm gonna come back and hear more about the case and what you're facing, ma'am, and how folks can hopefully try to support you. But there's no due process. I guess he may go to a supermax and that's the end of it. But you've somehow got to get the transcript of that court. But I guess it's Patriot Act, so you can't. And point out that they're lying. What I know the lie is if this FBI agent said you can't hack an IP address and that you can't take over Skype telephones and make bomb threats. I mean, all you got to do is Google it. It's ABC, CBS, NBC. It's a huge issue out there with 911 systems alone.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
To be going back to you, man. I know I'm ranting. I was just talking to my IT people, and we found all these different newscasts and clips where they talk about people hacking Skype, hacking voice over IP. It happens constantly. It's a serious problem. And the FBI is saying, no, they're not even looking at that. They told the judge it doesn't exist. There's no way this happened. Tell us what happened. Tell us how he's not getting due process.
One thing under Galt versus U.S., he's not being allowed his 14th Amendment right which the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that neither the 14th Amendment nor the Bill of Rights is for adults alone. Just because he's a juvenile doesn't mean he needs to be held for 60 days without due process.
Well, that goes back to eugenics, the family courts. They thought it was so important to sterilize people 80 years ago in this country under the eugenics laws that Hitler learned from us, that the family courts are still there. So they also use that Patriot Act type code against families. They can do stuff against families they can't do to axe murderers.
The FBI blatantly knew that my son had not done all these bomb threats, but you know, there were several people that did it, and my attorney had told me that his public defender had told him that, and us, that he was, that the people, other people that were involved had already been charged, and that's not true. Those people that actually did it are still on the internet as we speak, still doing the same thing and harassing other people and stealing their Skype address. They posted my son's IP address on YouTube and all my personal information and everything.
Yeah, that's
else.
Right. They call it LUTs. I don't know what that means, but the more people they torture, it's like a subculture out there. They call it LUTs, and they claim they get personal power, which it gets really bad karma, folks. Those of you out there doing stuff like this, I wouldn't want to be you. Really bad. I don't believe in karma in the classical sense, but you know, by that I mean reap what you sow. Okay, so the feds don't care. They just want to burn somebody and get a collar. I mean,
that's pretty much what it looks like. I mean, they've got a because my son is intelligent and he has an IQ of 140, that he firmly believes that his intelligence is going to be used against him instead of helping him, because they're going to say, well, he was intelligent enough to do this or do this. But you can't make a call when you're not there from your Skype account unless you have an iPhone or whatever. My son, like I said, my son didn't even have a cell phone.
No, I understand. He was at church. You have witnesses. But because it's the Patriot Act, explain your violations of basic due process.
Well, violations was that they wouldn't allow me to make a phone call that night to make a choice of attorney, which is under the Fifth Amendment right that you have a choice attorney that's already set precedence with the U.S. Supreme Court.
So they're telling you who your lawyer is. Okay.
They did not allow me to make a call to my attorney that night, and I had to be at attention at 10 the next morning, which is an hour from here. The court appointed attorney that he spoke to my son for less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to get him, but I couldn't find an attorney at that little time to defend my son. We weren't given that opportunity.
And they say they are charging him under the Patriot Act. So
well,
where is this
going? They're not saying that, but that's exactly what they're doing. I mean,
less
because
the
all
newspaper.
Their actions point towards that, but they don't deny it either.
Okay, so they're basically, that's just the end of it then. I mean, so where does this go?
I'm not really sure. I'm hoping that the listeners will bombard the assistant U.S. attorney in South Bend, Indiana, with calls concerning this, because I need to know the truth. I mean, I need, the truth needs to be out there that people are concerned about their constitutional rights. And with the Patriot Act, my understanding, you don't have any rights. You know,
I think the feds want to burn your son because they want to set the precedent that even if it is clear.
Because they used 30 agents, and I was told that heads had to roll because they used so many agents on this case that they've got basically egg on their face to pull in a 16-year-old, that they didn't find any bomb materials. They didn't find anything, and my son was asleep going to Raleigh when they were taking him, and they were like, gosh, this is, we didn't find any bomb materials. Maybe we should
Well, they don't
help.
Care. I mean, you know, the government brings in the narcotics, ma'am. So where is, well, stay there. We'll do a few more minutes on the other side. And by the way, have you ever heard of this radio show before?
I've heard of it on the internet, yes. I had not heard your show, but
I wonder if your son had.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
We've got a reporter down in Mexico City. He's been down there for 3 or 4 days. He'll be popping in near the end of the show today. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming on to break down the international nature, how under UN treaties they are in control of the global response to this flu, including here in the United States, setting the precedent for world government. That is coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi. In the next hour, we'll also get his perspective on Barack Obama. I want to break down the situation we are facing. We're a year out from the official census kicking off, but there are census takers everywhere with GPSs getting your doorstep address. This is freaking a lot of people out. I've done the research. I've got the background on this. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to break it down in detail. Then when Corsi leaves us in the last hour, we'll open the phones up and go over all that. We'll also have open phones on any issue you wish to discuss next hour with Dr. Corsi at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Annette Lundeby. Okay, Annette, look, you need to get that transcript, because if indeed you need to go to the media with that, because media attention will make them drop this. It's probably the only thing that will. Because if you really got the FBI agent testifying, there's no such thing as IP hacking. When they're trying to pass laws in Congress over this, when it is just a huge, huge, huge deal, and everybody knows about it, and every major police department's getting these things sometimes every week, because people will Skype call 911, or they will IP call 911 over an internet phone, and they will do it to the very house that they've hacked. I mean, this is so sick. This is so savage. This is why, because I knew about this years ago. I don't have an IP phone in my house. And IP phones are great. They're inexpensive. They work decent. But these bastards do this constantly. Constantly. And, you know, not only are you going to get SWAT team, you're going to go to prison. You imagine the cops going, no, it doesn't exist. Well, in the cases where the prank call is, everyone's been murdered, I'm here, I killed them, I'm covered in blood, I'm going to kill you when you come. And then the police show up, you know, at the house, and obviously nobody's dead. They know that's a prank. But if you got a kid in the house, it's over, folks. They're going to prison because they like an easy catch. They need fresh meat for these giant private prisons owned by the private defense contractor companies that bring in the narcotics. I mean, you know, these are drug dealers. The government deals the drugs. The big corporations launder the money. And if you don't think they'll throw you in a prison to make money off of it, you got another thing coming. They'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis, but they care about your life. No, they don't care about your life any more than they care about some Iraqi kid they're killing or some dog they're throwing off a cliff in Iraq. It's time to grow up and admit that. All right, finishing up with Annette Lundeby. All right, we need to pray for your son, obviously. Tell us where you are, where he's located, your phone number, you know, some of the legal gumshoes out there that might want to volunteer to help you, but giving out your contact, you get a lot of great folks calling you, also a lot of kooks. You know, that's a danger, calling out for help you go with. But if you want help, in what form do you want that, ma'am?
Well, I actually need a federal pro bono prosecutor that's going to actually work for my son instead of working for the government.
You mean defense lawyer?
A defense lawyer, yes. I also need for them to also, I've got phone numbers where they can bombard the Attorney General's office or the FBI's office and ask them to please release my son. They can call the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Bend, Indiana at 574-236-8287. And U.S. Assistant Attorney General Hayes is the one that's over my son's case, but I have not spoken with him. There's an agent at the FBI, Argo.
Well, ma'am, the bigger issue here is these guys could care less about the American people. So, I mean, calling them, I guess, lets them know they're being watched. But their criminal activities being witnessed, if it is criminal, it may just be completely negligent. These guys, a lot of them are really stupid. You know, they do like one or two cases a month and kind of play golf all day and pick their nose and drink beer. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what they're doing. Ma'am, the key here is if you have a transcript of that court proceeding where they say there's no such thing as IP hacking, that's very newsworthy, and you need to get newspapers to cover that.
I can't get them. They put that under a gag order where I couldn't get it. I'm not allowed to get any information concerning his case.
Well, that's because they've got a court-appointed attorney that works for them, and they're just shutting you out, ma'am, and railroading them. That's not
right.
True.
That's absolutely not right.
Yeah. You're a witness to this, so you just need to tell the news media about it.
Well, my attorney has agreed that that's exactly what was in the court proceedings, because I told them that they needed to get a copy of the transcript, because this was what was said, that they held him based on a lie, on false information, and my son is taking criminology courses where he's at now, and he says that they can toss that out due to the fact that the FBI lied.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. You want to give folks your email or contact?
Yes. They took all my computers and everything. So I can give you my home phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is 919-693-5566.
All right, give that number out again.
919-693-5566.
Okay, ma'am, we will pray for your son. We'll watch this as
Please do.
We will watch this as it develops, and other talk show hosts, I think, should have you on. And people should contact the prosecutors and say, if it's true that you guys are saying, and you're not looking into the fact that this could be an IP hack, you have engaged in a great crime. And, you know, obviously, if there's a big string of prank calls going on and they finally go to this location, you're saying you have the YouTube videos. I would take those YouTube videos, show that to the media. I'd go to a Kinko's. If you don't have a computer as your evidence, I would print off the pages of YouTube that show the person's account, what they're saying, how they're laughing about it, and say, here are the perpetrators bragging about setting up my son. And here they are, and then my son's being charged and tried. That's a great news story. The media will pick up on that, and the feds will be forced to let your son go, and then you're going to have one heck of a lawsuit. God bless you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. Oh, thank you. I just can't handle it anymore. My gut tells me that her son is as pure as the driven snow, completely innocent. What's going on, Rob, dude? Well, come on over to the mic if you're going to, because I'll have dead air if I just listen to you. If we do this live on air, you've got to talk into the mic.
All right.
It won't make any sense.
A guy just called in and said that basically the same thing happened about a year ago. There was this Mormon compound where they took 500 kids, and it was all started with a woman from Colorado making one phone call that launched the feds in. So basically by one phone call, you know, they just come in and round you up and take you away.
Well, like one phone call with a Skype?
It wasn't with Skype. It was just a phone call to the feds claiming,
no,
making a
that.
Claim.
Yeah. And they totally violated all due process. And
right.
Came out.
Right. So, I mean, I guess it takes now. It's just a phone call.
We've got to shorten that mic in there. Okay. Hey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Okay. Got a lot of news here that I want to go over. I'm trying to find in my stack. Here it is. Did some research. I'm going to get into the Census Bureau situation in a moment, but I wanted to hit on this first. Just to give you an example, remember about 8-9 years ago, I started telling you on air because I'd seen references to it in federal cases. It was never in a news article, but I saw references to it in federal cases. And that was that OnStar was being used to listen to people without warrants in their cars. All OnStar is a cell phone that has GPS triangulation in it, and that's why you hit the button and you're talking to the lady. Help me, OnStar, you know, I'm locked out of my car. Or help me, OnStar, I've crashed in a river. Or help me, OnStar, you know, I've wet my diaper, whatever the case may be. And it says, here, man strip searched and held for 24 hours over friend's joke text about sabotaging a train. And just 2 weeks ago or so, I saw another article about a guy in the U.S. got a joke text message about, hey, pal, don't blow up the plane. And that ran through the NSA, and within minutes, they already grabbed him at the gate on the other side and arrested him. That's because all your text messages, all your emails, folks, under the Telecommunications Act of 96, it all goes through the NSA. The NSA has whole floors in every major IT or phone company telecom. That's on record. It didn't break last year or a year and a half ago on Frontline with that whistleblower at AT&T in San Francisco. We've been covering it since 1996. It's nothing new. Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. The NSA isn't listening to us, and now they admit it. See, we're right again. They're just now introducing it to the slaves they're being listened to. Man strip searched and held 24 hours over friend's joke text about sabotaging a train. This is the Mail Online. This is out of Paris, out of France. An innocent man was strip searched and held in a cell for 24 hours after receiving a joke text message from a friend about sabotaging a train. The 29-year-old was arrested, and his mobile phone provider passed on details of the message to police who accused him of not reporting a crime. The case, which happened in France, provoked widespread outrage among the sinister March of Big Brother state there. The man, referred to only as his first name, Stephen, received a message saying, "Do you know how to derail a train?" Last month, in Abbeville in Selma region. The worker thought nothing of the text, but hours later he was arrested. Detectives said the mobile provider had passed on details of the text message. They have computers data mining that. They claim Stephen had called the police as soon as he received the text. And we're also seeing this in the U.S., like 16, 17, 18-year-olds will text, you know, a guy's girlfriend, the captain of the football team gets arrested because his 16-year-old girlfriend texted him a shot with her bra off. And, you know, think of how many of us in high school had girlfriends, folks. And think about how many of us were promiscuous. I mean, is it child porn if you're 16 and your girlfriend's 16 and you have relations? According to the police, it is. And they arrest people every week. I see articles because the phone system looks at all of that, and they admit they have AI software that recognizes skin. It recognizes the female body, the male body. It recognizes those patterns, and it flags it. And the perverts at the telecom sit there and pull it up, and they hand it over to cops. So this is another high-tech version of, you know, you go to Walmart or Eckerd's or wherever. It's happened everywhere. And it's your 18-month-old baby sitting in the bubble bath in the tub. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't even show your daughter or son's private parts. If it shows the boy or girl's chest, that's child porn. You're arrested. Your life's over. You're a sex offender. Meanwhile, Dyncorp and Halliburton are all caught running giant child kidnapping rings. Mainstream news, nothing happens to them. So detectives said his mobile provider had passed on details of the message. They claimed Stephanie should have called the police as soon as he received the text. So keep calling him Stephanie. I can't read names. Stefan said, I was strip searched and forced to hand over the name of my colleague who had sent the message. Then the court gave an order that I could be held for 24 hours. It was a real shock. In 2 seconds, I felt I'd become a vulgar criminal. I was held in a prison cell which smelled of urine. I felt I was being treated like a dog. Well, that's what this is. This is the takeover of normal society by the parasite government, making everybody a terror, bro. You're a terrorist now. You own land, you're a terrorist. Got a gun, you're a terrorist. Love freedom, you're a terrorist. You're a veteran, you're a terrorist. This is the criminal Soviet Nazi takeover. He was released without charge for 24 hours. His friend was also held for 24 hours. French law allows information, including text, to be handed over to authorities if there is concern about terrorism. But see, they're reading it. Security services here are not allowed to snoop on British citizens' text. But it is thought they sidestepped those restrictions by monitoring other countries' communications and then exchanged data with them. There you go. That's another lie. Security services are not allowed to snoop on British citizens. Folks, they snoop on the entire parliament. Everybody gets spied on. It's been in the BBC. They're tracking everybody's cell phone in Europe. Listening real time, it's all under Interpol. It's all under the European Union, under treaty. The telecoms are all owned by the military-industrial complex. It's owned by the private banks. It's all one giant, stinking criminal operation. Okay? They're listening and watching everything. They're criminal scum. The White House tried to claim it was legal to spy without warrants. First, they lied and said they weren't doing it. Then it came out, and they said, okay, we're allowed to. They have leaked it on purpose because they want to have a chilling effect. You know what? You listen to my phones, you dirtbags. You're criminals, and you know it. You work for narcotics, trafficking, child trafficking, money laundering, international pot-bellied pedophile bankers. That's been proven. That's who runs things, a bunch of pot-bellied pedophiles. Literal buckets of demonic pus directly out of the scrofulous, worm-eaten, rancid maggot holes on the back of Satan. Oh, you think I'm joking? I can play congressional defense hearings where they admit that the defense contractors are running giant child kidnapping rings, and Rumsfeld says they're allowed to. Oh, yeah. That's it. I'm playing it in the last hour and I have time. Google YouTube on YouTube. Rumsfeld questioned about child kidnapping rings. YouTube it. We'll just play it for you. We'll just play it for you. I've walked up to the Dyncorp headquarters. They got a new name here in Austin and pointed it out to cops one time, and the cops just laughed. It was funny. They said, yeah, I know who they are. Sometimes we work there. Like, because you work there, it's now okay. By the way, I get death threats every time I talk about that, but I'll never shut up. Oh, my goodness. It's just out of control. We're going to get Dr. Corsi on at 8 after. When I come back, I'm going to get into the Census Bureau, because I see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, people that don't know what they're talking about. And just like they weren't going to put troops on the streets, and just like they weren't going to have a police state, and just like they weren't going to have a new Bank of the World, everything I've talked about has come true. Or is coming true. And you know what? The denial needs to stop. You want to know the exact skinny on what's going on with the people coming to your door with GPS. We'll cover it when we come back for 10 minutes of airtime. Then we'll get Corsi on. I'm going to cover it more in the last hour. Stay with us.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You know, the more I think about it, I can't do justice to this GPS thing in your doors, but I'll do it briefly now because I said I wouldn't. In the last hour, I'm going to detail it. I've been talking to Dave that started the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and we'd kind of gotten involved with a little bit some of the stuff that was posted lately. But they would do stuff like claim if I showed a news article that that was copyright, even to show a news article, say, here's the Austin American Statesman. You know, they would file those complaints and things. In the case of the mass shooter up in Pennsylvania, you know, I showed the news article and they said, oh, you can't show that image. Just amazing. So they were looking for reasons to suspend that account. They used a year plus old thing, because you're supposed to get two strikes in a year. Well, he didn't have any strikes this year. So they were using old strikes. He was getting messages from YouTube. Dave was, we're going to suspend the Alex Jones channel that had tens of tens of tens. We hadn't counted it up. I mean, it was millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. Now, there were some videos in there that had a million views alone. And there were over, I think it was 2,000 plus videos he posted. Unbelievable amounts of work that he had done. And we would see comments on his page, the Alex Jones channel, and I would get emails, you bastard, we're going to shut your account down. Constant complaints, constant. So good job, whoever got it shut down. Doesn't matter. We're all over YouTube. There's hundreds of other channels that carry our stuff. And, you know, that's why we didn't just link to the Alex Jones channel. We linked to everybody else to build up their channels. And he started about a month ago knowing this was coming, the InfoWarrior channel for Burmese. Started trying to clone some of the stuff up there. He went to so much work to do that. And just know we're under attack, folks. I mean, you know, it says this account has been suspended. You know, people really should call YouTube and Google and the rest of them who act like they've got free speech and this is all out in the open because, you know, they just – and then they always post the amazing atheist and American Idol on their front page. They push what they want. They're already moving away from it being user content and kind of hiding everybody else's stuff on a subpage, and then the crap they want to push on the main page is what they put out there. But, you know, we're on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, internet, satellite, Genesis. You know, we are diversified because we've been attacked so much. And so shutting down one YouTube channel just lets everybody know we're the real deal. And, you know, there was 200,000 views of one of my swine flu videos where I was in there. Aaron and Rob were up here until 2 in the morning, so they're not into work yet. I need to get Aaron in here because he's got Dave's number. I want to get Dave on later to tell us exactly what happened that started the channel about a year ago, a year and a half ago. I started linking to it. It had about 40,000 subscribers, tens of millions of videos that have been watched, and it's gone. But we can always tell folks subscribe to another channel. And people say, oh, forget YouTube, Alex. Just leave YouTube. You know, go to the smaller channels. Our stuff is posted everywhere else. But we want to be on YouTube because it's the third largest site on the web. And because we can post one of our videos on a little site and get 1,000 views in a month, we can post one on YouTube and get 1,000,000. We've been going mega viral on YouTube. Everything, you know, we put on there turns to solid gold and goes viral. We're reaching everybody with this radio show. And that's why we simulcast the last 2 hours every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. So people can watch it in high quality live or archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so they can't take everything down because we have our own video system. But so folks can also rip it from there and post it to the four winds. So understand, we are coming under attack, censorship, you name it, everywhere. I told you we got hacked last week. We had companies threatening to sue us. I don't want to get into that. You know, the point is that a lot of stuff has been going on around here, and we try to not make that the focus. But 40,000 subscribers, tens and tens and tens of millions of views. And they're getting scared of us, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting scared. They're getting scared in a big, fat way. And they should be, because the people are on the march. Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up, and then I will get into the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.